November 22nd, 1900. Jesus puts himself in the place of the heart and tells her what food he wants from her. My adorable Jesus continues to make himself seen. This morning, having received communion, I saw him in my interior, as well as our two hearts so identified with each other as to appear as one. My most sweet Jesus told me, "Today, I have decided to give you back not your heart, but myself in its place." At that moment, I saw Jesus placing himself in that point where the heart is. And from within Jesus, I received the respiration, and I felt the beating of his heart. How happy I felt, living in this position. After this, he added, "Since I myself have taken the place of the heart, it is appropriate for you to have food always ready to nourish me. This food will be my will, and everything through which you will mortify yourself and of which you will deprive yourself for love of me." But who can say all that passed between me and Jesus in my interior? I believe it is better to keep silent. Otherwise, I feel as if I would ruin it, since my tongue is not well refined to be able to speak of graces so great which the Lord has given to my soul. There is nothing left for me but to thank the Lord, who has looked upon a soul so miserable and sinful,